This is Starrcade, TV's first video arcade game show, a game show for today. And here's your host, Mark Richards.
Hi, and welcome to Starrcade. Our two players have been warming up for today's exciting competition, and they'll be competing against each other for fantastic prizes by playing the world's newest and most exciting video arcade games. Players, are you about ready?
Yeah, sure am.
You warmed up?
Oh, yeah.
Want to win some prizes?
Yeah.
Have some fun? Let's go play Starrcade. Go with Starrcade, our two contestants. We have Kathy Sherwood over here. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Mark.
And you are a mother?
I'm a mother.
How many children?
I have two children, almost teenagers.
You're right. You're off to a good start. And your opponent over here is David Brown.
Yep.
And you're from where, David?
Los Altos Hills.
And I understand you're a funny guy.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
She says she's funny, too.
Yep, I guess so.
Do you tell jokes?
No.
Do you? What do you do that's funny?
Well, I usually liven up a party pretty well.
Well, let's see if you can liven up our show today. Between you and David, let's shake hands. And good luck to you as we play Starrcade. And both David and Kathy have been matched up as contestants based on their playing ability on various arcade games. We're going to play with five games today on the program. And both of you will play three of the same game. And the high score gets to play a fourth game for the grand prize, which is your very own video arcade game. And here's Kevin to tell you what that is. Kevin?
It's Slither, a snaky affair of constant peril from giant snakes. Slither, furnished by Destron GDI.
That's your prize, the grand prize, and good luck to both of you. And to start off our program today, we have to let you know that there are two rounds of competition. Two games you play in round one, one game in round two. And the winner of each round of competition gets to play a bonus game for some fantastic prizes. But right now, let's go back to Kevin and find out more about the five games on today's Starrcade.
Mark, game number one is Time Pilot, an exciting flight through time. Game two, Super Pac-Man, a mild-mannered Pac-Man turns invincible. Game three is Burger Time, help Chef Pepper build a burger. Game four is Blueprint, mean Fuzzy Wuzzy meets up with JJ, our hero. And game five is Swimmer, a wet and wild swim for treasure.
Those are the five games on today's program. Some you'll recognize, others will be brand new to you. And let me tell you that right now that behind one of those five games is a bonus prize. And if you pick that game, you'll hear a certain sound, which means you win yourself that bonus prize. So if you're all set to go, let's see who goes first. I have a question based on video arcade games. The first one to press the buzzer and answer correctly gets to choose the first game. Here we go. The creator of Pong and considered the father of the video game industry is A, Nolan Bushnell, or B, Forrest Chu. Kathy.
Forrest Chu.
No, I'm sorry. It's Nolan Bushnell, and that means, David, you get to pick the first game. And the choice is yours. We have five games. Remember, one of them has the bonus prize. Which one?
Blueprint.
And you're off to a good start. That sound means you have the bonus prize, and let's find out from Kevin what that prize is.
It's two of your favorite Parker Brothers home video game cartridges. The challenge awaits you, furnished by Parker Brothers.
And you chose Blueprint. That means you come with me to the playing area, and Kevin, please tell us about the Blueprint game.
It's amazing Blueprint, and our hero JJ follows the plans to build his machine as fast as he can to save the fair Daisy damsel from the clutches of the mean Ollie Ogre. In and out of houses he goes, finding machine parts, avoiding terrible foes. But watch out, JJ. Sneaking Pete's on the prowl, and Fuzzy Wuzzy's a mean old owl. But JJ's most often smart, and certainly a hero with a heart.
Well, David, you picked Blueprint. Have you ever played it before?
Yes, I have.
How have you done?
I did pretty good.
Well, let's see if you can do well today, too, on Starrcade. You have 40 seconds on our time clock to get as many points as you possibly can. So if you're all set, good luck to you. In position. Here we go, David. 40 seconds. Ready and begin. David, you have a look of disappointment.
I did pretty well, actually.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you did. You got 4,100 points. Is that good, in your opinion?
Good, yeah.
Have you done better?
Yeah, I have, but...
Okay, we're going to go send you back to the podium right now. And come on up here, Kathy. It's your turn to play Blueprint. And do you think you can beat 4,100 points?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
You know, one of you, between you and David, is going to win your very own video arcade game.
Sounds great.
All right, and this could be the deciding one. So we're going to turn you around in just a second, and we're going to give you 40 seconds on our time clock, and you have to do the best you very possibly can, okay?
Okay,
turn around, please, in position. If you're all set to go, 40 seconds on the clock. Ready, begin. Score, and I'll tell you right now, you have a total for this game of 3,000 points. Not as good as David's, but the game's been over. We got two more games to come on Starcade, so you stay right here, and we'll toss to a commercial break, and we'll be back with more Starcade following these words. The second half of the first round of competition on Starcade with Kathy and David. And David, you have an 1,100-point lead up to this point, so you should be feeling pretty good. We have four games remaining to be played. We have a bonus round coming up in just a minute and another question to see who picks the next game. So if you're all set, hands on your buzzer, please. Here is the question. In the game Defender, you pilot your own spaceship trying to save A, your humanoid allies, or B, the Earth city of Galactica. Kathy.
Your city of Galactica.
No, I'm sorry. It's your humanoid allies. And David, you got it. And you get to pick the next game on Starcade. In which game will it be? Four remaining.
Swimmer.
Swimmer it is. And you come on down here to the playing area with me. And here's Kevin to tell you about Swimmer.
Dive in and paddle your way upstream, avoiding driftwood and curious snapping turtles. Scoring points as you go. Gather up the floating fruit for bonus points, but be ready to hold your breath and dive to elude the dangers of the river. Come on in. The water's fine. You're the swimmer.
David, you selected swimmer. You must like this game.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You played it before?
Once or twice.
How have you done?
Pretty good.
Let's see how you can do now. Very important. The bonus round coming up. Turn around, if you will, please. In position to play the swimmer game, David. 40 seconds on the clock. Ready and begin. David, several times I saw you shake your head.
I didn't do as well as I'd like to.
What happened?
I kept running into logs and things like that.
Well, that's what you're not supposed to do. You want to go on back over to the podium right now. And come on down here, Kathy. You know, you have the odds against you right now because he's 1,100 points ahead of you even before you get a chance to play this game.
It means nothing to me.
Aha! What do you think about that, David? All right, Kathy, it's your turn to play the swimmer game, and hopefully you'll do a lot better than David did, all right? We're playing for points now and the bonus round coming up next. So if you're all set into position, you're going to play swimmer. 40 seconds on the time clock. Good luck to you, Kathy. Ready and begin. Don't give up yet. Come on, let's go back to the podium and let's total up your scores and see who is the winner and gets to play our bonus round. And it looks like, Kathy, you have yourself 3,580 points, and David, 4,590. You win the very first round of competition. And that means you get to come on down here with me and play our very first bonus round. We've got some prizes to give to you if you know your video games as well as you say you do, right?
Yep.
Now, behind us are four TV screens. We're going to show you four video arcade games one at a time. And if you identify them correctly, you'll win some fine prizes. And here's Kevin to tell you what you might win. Kevin?
The whole band is right in your hand, David, with the Casio VL Tone. Five different instruments, 10 rhythms, from rock to rumba, and a calculator too, the VL Tone from Casio, where miracles never cease. And for four correct answers, it's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcades. Your vision is our vision, ColecoVision.
Thank you, Kevin. Those are the prizes, David. Good luck to you. Turn around with me, if you will. We're going to show you one game at a time. I'll give you two answers. One of them is the right answer, of course. Get three out of four right, and you win yourself a prize. Let's take a look at number one, David. Is this fantasy or fun and fancy?
Fantasy.
Correct. Number two. Roundup or Stampede?
Roundup.
Yes. Number three, Cube Jump or Cubert?
Cubert.
Yes. And number four for the big prize, is this Toad Jump or Frogger?
Frogger.
You got it. You got them all. You got all four. And David, you won ColecoVision. And that's your prize for the first bonus round today. And you might be back again with me in just a few minutes from right now. Don't go away, because we have more on Starcade with Dave and Kathy right after these words. The second half of competition on Starcade today with Kathy and David as we go into our next round. One game and 30 seconds on the time clock. Three games remaining. We have another question to ask you. Hands on your buzzer and good luck. If player number one in the game Joust rides an ostrich, what does player number two ride? A, an eagle. David.
Eagle.
No, it's a stork. That was the second answer. Stork. You get it, Kathy. One of the games is yours. Which one? What is it?
Time Pilot.
Time Pilot it is. You come on down to the playing area. Kevin, please tell us about Time Pilot.
If you've ever dreamed of a journey through time, get ready, because you're about to become the Time Pilot, racing your sleek jet at Mach speed, encountering a century of flying machines from the 1910 biplane to the UFOs of the future. Rescue parachuting pilots for extra points as you race through time. 100 years will pass before the eyes of the Time Pilot.
Kathy, we're going to play Time Pilot, and, you know, David's already been to the one bonus round, and whoever gets the highest number of points on this game between you and David in 30 seconds gets to play the next bonus round.
Right.
So I wish you luck, all right? 30 seconds on the time clock. You're going to play Time Pilot. Good luck, Kathy. Ready and begin. Was that a sigh of relief I heard, or a sign of what?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Well, I'll tell you what you did. You have yourself 4,100 points on Time Pilot. Not bad, so why don't you go on back to the podium right now, and let's bring up David. David, have you ever played Time Pilot?
Yeah, of course.
How have you done?
I did okay.
Well, do you think in 30 seconds you can beat 4,100 points?
I'll try.
If you do, you get to play the bonus round again.
I hope so.
So we're going to wish you luck, just like we wish Kathy luck, all right? So into playing position, if you will, please. And if you're all set, 30 seconds on the clock. Ready, and begin. Let's find out who gets to play our next bonus round and total up the scores. And it looks like, David, on this game, you had yourself 3,700 points. And Kathy, 4,100 points. And that means you get to play the bonus round. So come on down. Everybody gets a chance to play. David was here before. Now it's your turn. You know how this game is played. We have four video TV screens behind us. We're going to show you four video arcade games, one at a time. And if you identify them correctly, we've got some great prizes for you. And here's Kevin to tell us what they are. Hi, Kevin. What are they, please?
For three correct answers, it's the tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man, complete with joystick control and even shows best score. The arcade game you take home with you, Midway's Pac-Man by Coleco. And for four correct answers, it's the Texas Instruments home computer for education, home finance, and entertainment. It's not just for playing, it's also for learning. A home computer furnished by Texas Instruments.
Well, those are the prizes you can win on today's Starcade. And you all set to play?
All set.
Okay, turn around with me right now, if you will, Kathy. And I'm going to give you two answers for each game. One of them is right. You come up with the right answers, and those prizes are yours. Let's take a look at number one. Kathy, is this Robot Chase or Robotron?
Robot Chase.
What is it?
Robot Chase.
Incorrect. Number two, is this Scramble or Scrabble?
Scrabble.
No. Number three, Centipede or Millipede?
Millipede.
Yes. And finally, number four, Dig Dug or Dig Down?
Dig Dug.
Yes. But unfortunately, Kathy, I'm sorry, you needed at least three out of four to win a prize, and you got two out of four. But that means we love you anyway, right?
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more with David and Kathy on Starcade. Pull up the points to see who gets to play for the grand prize, the very own Slither video arcade game, following these words. Time to total up the scores to see who gets to play for the very own video arcade game. And looking at the scores, Kathy Sherwood, 7,680 points, and David Brown, 8,290. And that means David is our winner, and you get to play for the big prize. Kathy, you've been a great contestant. We have some fine gifts for you, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. And now, David, two games remaining on today's program. You have your choice of Super Pac-Man or Burger Time. Now, if you pick Super Pac-Man to play, you must score more than 2,830 points. And if you pick Burger Time, you must score more than 1,100 points. Now, those are the average scores based on 30 people playing those games for about 30 seconds, the same time you're going to be getting on the game, okay? So which one will it be?
I'll take Super Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man it is. Come on down with me. Let's play Super Pac-Man, and here's Kevin to tell us how it's played.
The mild-mannered Pac-Man mildly eats rows of fruit and objects and chomps a few monsters to rack up points. Special keys open gates to more fruit, and the super button control gives him an extra burst of super speed. Chomping a super dot, he changes to Super Pac-Man, 10 times his normal size, and able to chomp as he pleases, where he pleases, invincible to the monster's pursuit.
David, 2,830 points is what you have to beat in 30 seconds. If you do, that Slither video game is all yours.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Ready and begin. Congratulations! thriller video game is all yours to take home. Who's this all with you right here? Hi, Chris. And Mom, you're going to have a lot of fun with the game, your very own video arcade game. We want to thank everybody for joining us on Starcade today, and we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Transportation, British-wide budget rent-a-car, where you get low rates and great service. Hotel accommodations for Starcade staff furnished by the elegant Grosvenor Inn, Civic Center of San Francisco. Chauffeured service furnished by Vista Limousine of San Francisco. Portions of the Starcade set were furnished by RCA. Hairstyling by Shea Peter. And Mr. Richard's wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. This has been a JM production.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.